Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And then don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us to start out hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got to talk about Minnesota and what's going on up there. Jury selection is going very slowly in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the ex-Minneapolis police officer who is accused of murdering George Floyd. And I got some information here yesterday, last night actually, Kyle, from my buddy George up there in Minneapolis. You want to hear this?
Of course, yes.
Okay. It was disclosed that George Floyd was COVID positive. Derek Chauvin and the three other officers involved were not wearing masks. The altercation with Mr. Floyd, judging by the body cam video, was very physical as they attempted to restrain and immobilize Mr. Floyd. I find it hard to believe, this is George speaking, I find it hard to believe that none of the four officers inadvertently inhaled a breath or two of air that Floyd had exhaled while they were attempting to restrain him in close proximity to his person, mouth, and nose. Mr. Floyd himself also was not wearing a mask. Yet there's been nothing from any of the very hungry drive-by medias about any of the four officers contracting COVID. Now, then we've got the protests. What about all the protests and civil unrest that took place in the days following? Thousands of people here in Minneapolis, St. Paul on the streets, some masked, some not, again, in close proximity, while they all marched, protested, rioted, looted, and ran from or were arrested by law enforcement. I saw one little blurb about the concern of an outbreak in the weeks afterwards. One would think Minnesota would have turned into a hot spot and have record death tolls like the other places we all heard about. But it didn't happen.
Well, very interesting, information here. And, of course, now, apart from the protests, apart from the outrage, apart from all of that surrounding the George Floyd issue and his terrible death, but this notion of whether or not there was a huge COVID spike, I think, is very, very interesting to think about, because so many people, Captain, at that time, watching the protests, start up, thought that very same thing. Wait a minute, we're supposed to be locking down. We're supposed to be social distancing. But now it's very interesting to see that it may not have had that kind of effect that one might think it would have. With this.
I have a surprise for you that I just got yesterday, and wait till you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
This is our little highway hero, little Dr. Fauci. And we're going to play this. Listen up, folks. This is really Dr. Fauci.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Now, that is Dr. Fauci, in his own words, 6 months ago.
Yes, exactly.
What's wrong with this whole story?
Well, obviously, the masks we know aren't, because I've always thought, too, that there should have been some sort of mask standard, but there never has been. It's put a bandana over your face, and that doesn't seem to be too scientific.
Did you see Dr. Fauci the other day with the two masks?
Oh, sure, yeah. Now he's got the two masks. Exactly. Exactly. And again, all this changes, and it seems to change daily, and it's hard to know exactly where Fauci is really coming from. And what he says today, it's probably going to change tomorrow. And that's what it is, Captain. It's maddening, because the people across the highways and byways, they want to know, what can I do? What can I do to be safe? What should I not be doing? What should I be doing? And yet, it's whatever Fauci says that day, and that doesn't make any sense.
What I just played, folks, was Dr. Fauci about 6 months ago when he was telling people that they really didn't need to wear a mask. It didn't make any sense. The people that need to wear the mask were the providers, which is true. That's why we always, again, in the back of the rig, we called it a rig, the back of the ambulance or the back of the rescue truck, we had the masks on and all that stuff. Not the patient. We did. And that was long before COVID. That was a standard procedure. All right, hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, too. When we come back, the ACLU had an editor on one of their little articles in their magazine that they put out. And once you hear what this person said, unbelievable. Coming right up, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okie doke, thank you very much, Mast Professional Announcer Guy. This portion of the program, My Conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And folks, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100, put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, Daytona Beach, and Ocala, and other surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yippee-yay-yo, Kyle Patty. All righty. Now, you know, folks, just to show you the evilness of the left, an ACLU, that's the American Civil Liberties Union, editor of their little publication that they have, yesterday tweeted that she was mad, she was angry, that Iowa GOP Senator Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley, who, by the way, is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, survived his battle with coronavirus. She was hoping he would have died. What a moron to say something like that. What a moron.
Yeah, just horrific. I can't imagine. Again, Captain, what's breaking down in our society here where we're actually wishing death on political enemies, rivals, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're supposed to be Americans, and the enemies are outside of America, and then in the traditional sense, the idea that, you know, other they're foes. But we're not supposed to be fighting one another like this. We can have disagreements, we can have debates, but this really shows, Captain, that there's just a breakdown, at least with this particular person, that there's just no filter. Who says these kinds of things?
People that don't care for themselves, let alone anyone else. Now, before I move on to a very disheartening story here in the Tampa Bay area, the California recall signature effort against both Governor Newsom and LADA Gascom is moving along very rapidly. There's a big signature effort that's starting away right now and starting to gain real steam with this L.A. district attorney.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, because, again, these kinds of policies, these kinds of viewpoints, they don't jive with you know, the majority of Californians or the majority of people that are in Los Angeles, for example, where Gascon is the district attorney. And so there's no surprise here. But certainly what's going on with California Governor Newsom, and he just gave a State of the State, by the way, address, and he did it from Dodger Stadium. And he tried to say, well, there's some distractions going on here or something like that. But I'll tell you what's a real distraction. The people can't open their businesses. That people can't, really get the kids back to school. Now, there's some kind of agreement, we understand now, coming together for LA Unified. But that's not going to be for a full, you know, it's going to be a couple days a week or something like that. But it is a big deal here in California, and I think the governor is reacting and saying, oh my goodness, this thing is really gaining steam. I better do something to try to stave this off.
Now, we had a horrible incident yesterday involving a Tampa police officer on I-275. I did not know about it right away, and I did not find out about it until after I got off the air. But a hero police officer veered his vehicle into the path of an oncoming wrong-way driver to protect other vehicles that were around him. He had received 7 life-saving awards previous, and both he and the driver of the wrong-way vehicle died immediately, it seemed, instantaneously from the impact of the wreck. Now, this police officer was a former Marine and a father of 3, and Kyle, you go ahead with the rest of it.
Well, yes, Captain, this was a terrible, terrible tragedy. A bona fide hero was this police officer's Master Patrol Officer Jesse Madsen, 45 years old, as you said, father of 3, former U.S. Marine and husband, 16-year veteran, was killed literally saving the lives of other people as he stopped this wrong-way driver. This driver was driving evidently a rental car,
yeah.
And calls began coming in a little after 1 a.m. in the morning that he was going the wrong way down I-275. And the officer, of course, sprang into action. And just what can you say about such heroism? There is a website called www.risetampa.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go there, and go to www.risetampa.org/OfficerMadsen. You can make donations. There's also a mail address and so forth, but I think it will give the website, of course. And Venmo is @RiseTampa, and you can help out in this time of need.
Yeah, and I want to take a moment of silence right now and honor the officer. Okay, and he will be remembered long, long, long after he's been buried. Now, we're going to go to the phone line here, and is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Colin. And, yes, God bless that officer who saved many lives. You know, heroes like him are far and few between. But at the end of your last segment when you were talking about Fauci, that
yeah.
Weasel,
I played his words. Those were his words, not mine. Mm-hmm.
You know, he changes. You know, he changes like the weather, you know, or the wind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to deal with this guy like him? We got to take our lives back. We got to stop listening to this character because he's bought and paid for by Bill Gates, the Gates of Hell, the globalists, to kill our economy.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem with all this, Mel. And I appreciate where you're going with this. The guy is in charge. Biden put him in charge of this coronavirus deal. We have no choice. He's going to open his mouth. He's going to say whatever he wants whenever he wants to. Don't have to listen to him.
But I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. But we don't have to listen to this guy. Yep. He can open his mouth all he wants. So he's blue in the face. We have to go back to living our lives the way we lived them before because he's not paying our bill. And the guy, as I said the other day, he's a bureaucrat. He's an unelected bureaucrat. Nobody didn't vote for this guy. He has no right to be talking the way he's talking and making us live the lives of the way he wants us, in his car, to want us to live.
Okay.
We have to go back to our freedom.
Okay, right? I got you. Okay. Okay, thank you. And that's all true what he's saying, but he has every right to say what he's saying, just like we can say what we want, because the guy's in charge of the coronavirus program, Kyle, and he is going to say what he's going to say, whether we like it or not.
Well, exactly. And by the way, whatever Dr. Fauci says now is in the atmosphere of, I couldn't say what I wanted to say earlier because President Trump wouldn't let me talk or some kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, okay, finally, Fauci can speak. And it's taken more as a gospel than ever before. And it's like all of a sudden the critical thinking has sort of been thrown out the window, and we should be thinking critically about important issues like this.
Yeah, very much so. And Barry, I'm putting you in the... he has to go into the group, the official Captain's America Third Watch. Barry, I'm going to put you in there. And if you pop up and you go to the chat room, the messenger that's there, and type in the search bar, the Captain's Group, then we'll put you into the chat room. So there you go. Because there's another one that wanted to know about that. Now, have you heard about what's going on down there in Central and South America with a Honduran president?
I've heard a little bit about that. That's right. It wasn't he had something to do with trafficking, something or like that? Yeah.
Tons of cocaine into the United States of America, the Honduran president. And we'll get into that when we come back. This is similar to Manuel Ortega when he was around in Panama doing the same thing, making sure. And by the way, that's another way that he made a whole bunch of money. He was this big, flashy character with the uniform and all that stuff, and he was a drug runner. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that any individual living or working in Alaska over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any state in the union. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol building, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. And another woman has come forward with accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Albany Times-Union reporting that the woman is accusing the governor of touching her inappropriately last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in. And Solon, I appreciate what you're telling me there. I just saw your little email again there, and I get the situation. And there is a way. It's just too bad I can't do that because I can't tie up a phone that way. I might be able to on the internet via my Facebook page, or not my Facebook page, my website. But we'll get into that another time because I got to do some checking on that. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch Company. Let's listen to this one.
Hi folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I put one of those stem cell patches on my ankle just to see what would happen because I was still having some irritation and aggravation. I wasn't able to get rid of all the pain that was there and all the swelling either. So I put that patch on there just a little bit more than a week ago now, and I changed it about 3 days ago because you're only supposed to leave it on there for 3 or 4 days, and I'll be doggone if it didn't stop the pain and the swelling stopped too. So I'm all for doing whatever I can to help. The relief factor works, but this helps it too. So that's just another means to help you out if you've got problems there. And we'll see what it can do for you too. So check them out. All right. Now back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So this Honduran president, his name is Juan Orlando Hernandez. And he, for several years, has been smuggling through his country and making money as a result. The cartels have been paying him to look the other way. Tons and tons of cocaine into the United States. And they've been coming in via bananas. They've been coming in via different vegetables from and fruits from his country, even coffee. Because it's very easy to smuggle drugs and coffee, hard for the dogs to pick it up, the smell and all that. And they finally nailed him, and they're gonna hang him out to dry, I think.
I think so. It looks like, of course, there's obviously a lot of bribery going on.
Oh, yeah.
They got all this stuff put through with different mayors and,
yep.
and so forth. This is a really, really big story. And yes, it just points up, Captain, again, just how pervasive this kind of thing really is.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that this Medicare for All that the liberals are trying to push through, and they've refunded the Obamacare. I think you knew that in the COVID stimulus plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've refunded the Obamacare to keep that going. But the population, as it's aging, and it's starting to get older now, the baby boomers and all that sort of stuff, as the population ages, it's going to cause the liberals' Medicare for All to wind up becoming a financial disaster, because they're going to have to throw more and more and more and more money at this program if they want to keep it.
Well, yeah, and they'll eventually continue to confiscate more and more and more of not just income, but I think if Elizabeth Warren were to have her way, the idea of wealth, you know, suddenly now that you'd have she's talking about having a wealth tax, and yes, she's talking about it's just a few pennies, a few cents, you know, after you make $50 million or something like that, but all that is a slippery slope, I think, Captain, to the big party officials. I think they just think, wow, we can really start confiscating. But again, it will likely never be enough. And I think that they understand that this is not something that's really going to be sustainable. But for now, it's about getting the power. And so they'll kind of say anything that they need to say in order to get things passed.
Now, Cuba has been a discussion for years and years and years. And if you go to Cuba and you talk to some of the original people that came in from Cuba back when Fidel Castro took over, and they were pretty much tossed out of the country or go to prison or be shot, they don't have any use for Cuba.
No, not at all. No, because they understand how horrific it truly, truly is.
And it's still a brutal regime down there.
Well, sure, exactly. But if you have an administration that wants to, you know, sort of turn back the, you know, what the Trump administration was doing, that's one
well,
thing.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going, because Biden's administration is now committed to reviewing all of the Trump policy decisions with Cuba and rolling back everything that they can, as long as it doesn't have something to do with their human rights violations, because that's what got this all started with Obama. Obama went down there to open things up, but Castro had to, start paying attention to the human rights violations that were going on down there.
Well, right, right. And there are ways to engage with regimes like Cuba, just as Reagan engaged with the Soviets.
And the Las Vegas boys went down there because they were chomping at the bit to put one or two casinos down there and bring the cruise ships in there from South Florida and elsewhere in the country to go down there and have a gambling vacation in Cuba.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, did you hear the suggestion that was made about New York City yesterday out of the clear blue sky?
What was that?
Casinos.
Interesting.
Making gambling legal in certain parts of New York City and having casinos there.
Wow. Well, you know, that might help with some of their, I mean, theoretically, it would help with some of their revenue issues, especially when so many people have left the city to a great degree.
Well, it works for Nevada.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true. I wonder what the folks in Atlantic City would have to say about that happening.
Well, Atlantic City at one time was booming. It was the place to be in the East Coast. But Atlantic City, I don't know what happened, but they lost big time. A lot of what they had went right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I think it got dirty. It got nasty there. Prostitution came in there. A lot of other things came in there. The crime rate went out of sight, and people stopped going to Atlantic City because they were afraid to get rolled.
Well, I wonder if Governor Cuomo will try to have a new casino initiative or something.
And by the way, the governor when all this happened, when they stopped doing it, I think was Chris Christie.
I think maybe you're right, yeah.
Yeah, he was the one that cleaned it up, but in cleaning it up, he drove a bunch of the organized criminal folks out of town, out of Dodge. Now, Jody Arrington is a congressman from Texas. I see him on TV a lot talking about the border. He represents one of those border towns down there, one of those border areas. And he said that Joe Biden and the Democrats have absolutely abandoned all forms of bipartisanship. They are not agreeing to agree with anything. It's all disagree, and it's my way or the highway down there. And by the way, Texas is not a Democratic-run state.
No, but what we're seeing, of course, here, Captain, just like in California, where you have the monoparty system in California, what the Democrat Party elite at the national level, they don't want any bipartisanship at all. They want to ramrod all this stuff through. There is no unity in the sense of what Biden was talking about in the campaign. All that was smoke and mirrors to make you think that, oh, it's going to be so much kinder and gentler. It won't have Donald Trump around anymore, that kind of thing. But make no mistake, they are acting in an authoritarian way.
Now, last year, Tesla founder Elon Musk reportedly lost $20.8 billion, according to financial reports. And that was predominantly because he had his plant located in California. They shut down California and basically shut down his operation trying to manufacture and make electric cars.
That's right, yeah. So his stock suffered, obviously, as a result of that. And then also they're dealing with a chip crisis that is a key to making these electronic vehicles and so forth. In addition, there's new competition coming in, like from China. There's a company called NIO. General Motors is trying to get in on the electric car thing.
So is Ford.
That's right. And remember the big Super Bowl commercial with Will Ferrell about the electric car and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big cause to celebrate. But don't count him out yet. I mean, he's still obviously one of the richest people in the world, and it's going to. I think it's only going to increase in terms of what Tesla is going to be doing, because I think they'll be seen as the leader in this. Tesla has a marquee value to it that other copies won't have.
Too bad they couldn't use electricity to get a missile up in the air.
Right, no kidding.
Yeah, they've been having a little problem there with it, SpaceX. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways again and rack up another song for y'all. So don't go nowhere. We're coming right back with a lot more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Blind Jay. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I told you, go in there. You get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. You will do just that. And while you're there, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies that you buy in the trucker's store. Alrighty. And in the meantime, here we go with a little music.
Clock squawking on the nightstand, slapping the alarm. I stumbled to the pot, got coffee on the stove top, button of the blue collar. Time to make a boot swap out the front door. Yeah, sun ain't even up yet, sunny, but we sure are, yeah. 'Cause time is money, and we're making them dirt road dollars. Way out yonder, having them hollers, doing it like our fathers.
free to break fast or a good sweat. Nah. The sun ain't gone down yet, sunny. So we ain't done yet, hell no. Cause time is money and we're making them dirt road dollars. Making it rain like water, farm boy dope, 24 karat gold corn rope, blunt freak by a couple sweet tea flowers, right back to making them dirt road dollars.
Oh yeah, making a little dirt road dollars there. That's another one of Nate Kenyon and his band called Lax. And Kyle, that had a little different to it.
I like that one very much. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Really cool.
It actually started out with a banjo and a rooster, and I didn't want to play that. So, you know, it is what it is, but that's okay because we've got a time limit here. So here we go. Well, folks, we're tracking two winter storms right now through today into tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain is possible also for the central part of the U.S. LJ is going to get her feet wet up there in Michigan. And a small storm tracking from the central plains to the upper Midwest is going to bring a streak of heavy rain, snow, and perhaps some ice Wednesday from Wyoming into Minnesota. Now, there's a line on this. To the north of the line where the rain is, you've got ice, and then you've got snow, and lots of snow, because there's a winter storm warning that Kyle will tell you about in a minute. And several thunderstorms and locally heavy rain are also possible in the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley with this system. Now, as the second storm is going to continue with heavy snow over the California mountains into Wednesday, and again, if you're going out I-80 out of Reno, headed over towards I-5, that area, and up into Redding, you're going to have some snow to contend with. Go ahead, Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. As you're coming out of Reno on I-80, there is a winter storm warning as you come across there, heading for Sacramento and the Northern California area. Rain now in Northern California. Rain also in Southern California. We've got a fire weather warning basically covering the entire state of New Mexico, just about. That goes on up into Colorado, south of Denver. This is Colorado Springs, but that's going to start changing as we hit the weekend. Denver's looking for rain and snow coming in towards the weekend. Also in Wyoming, winter weather advisory near Cheyenne, winter storm warning a little bit north of Cheyenne. This is in the Casper area along I-25. That's covering most of the state of Wyoming tonight, so be careful out there.
Yeah, and if you're up in South Dakota, we now have a winter storm warning in the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area. So be advised of that. That suddenly has materialized here in the last hour. Also over by Rapid City, you've got a winter storm warning over there on 94. And kind of kitty corners across the state, they're on a 45-degree angle from the northeast to the northwest or southwest as far as where the snow is going to be. Now, in the northwestern corner of Nebraska tonight, you've got a winter storm warning, too, with snow coming across Nebraska probably for 100 miles from Wyoming into Nebraska. And then down in Kansas tonight, you have a fire flag warning down there across most of Kansas. And then you've got a fire watch over into Missouri in about 40 or 50 miles of Missouri, all the way from the Iowa line all the way down to the Arkansas line. And then Oklahoma tonight, the fire watch warning has gone further over towards Oklahoma City and down into Texas towards Wichita Falls and Amarillo down to Lubbock. And then we've also got, looking at the flooding that's going on right now, we've got from the Iowa Missouri line on down to just north of St. Louis, a lot of the river area there, Mississippi River, and a lot of the tributaries off to the side are all flooding through there. That's the lower areas in there. And then also over in Illinois, to include over towards Springfield. Now, going back up to the northwest corner of Wisconsin, it's very cold up there. We've got freeze advisories up there, as well as Minnesota and there'll be some snow up in there, too. Minneapolis up towards Duluth, especially along the Canadian border, gale warning up there off the lake, too, as well. Lake Michigan, you got a gale warning there as well. Windy conditions going right down through Indiana tonight. And then we picked up some gale warnings, if you will, right now for the South Florida area, down around Miami-Dade, down into the Keys. And there is a little bit of lake effect snow right now kicking in around Buffalo down to Dundee, New York, along I-90 in upstate New York. So that's what we got. That's what's going on. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, we're going to go right to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You know, I've been talking about the mental and physical state of Joe Biden for months now. And finally, the mainstream media is starting to pick up on this because yesterday the Rasmussen poll came out and half the country doubts that President Joe Biden is physically or mentally able to do the job.
Correct.
What do you think about all that?
Well, there has to be some decisions that are made. I think that the administration has made some interesting ones so far, and meaning that they're not giving him access to the public in the media realm. He is not doing calls with corporations and or foreign leaders.
Right.
He's doing these Zoom calls, and that's mostly where he just looks at a cue card. He'll ask a question, and people give him feedback. He's not giving anybody any substantive anything. So these are decisions that I think are being operated and manipulated by Ron Klain and Susan Rice. So between those two, that's basically who's running the country.
Yeah, and they keep talking. I keep hearing, believe it or not, little old Ms. Basement Dweller in Barack Obama's house is in the middle of all this, too. We'll see. I don't know, but I haven't seen her anywhere in the picture yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, so that's just a... But what started all of this was when he forgot the name of his defense secretary. It really alarmed people. Plus, he went, oh, those guys over there, you know, them boys, yeah, the defense, yeah, like that. Now, I think people were yelling at him as to what to say at that time. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from Founders Code is coming back. And when we come back, we got plenty to talk about, including the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer. There's an investigator and a state attorney general that's saying that she could be brought up on charges.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.